It has definitely been a minute since I've recorded a riff, and I gotta tell you, since I started this YouTube channel, I have been really, really focused on this. I had no idea it was gonna take me probably about 12 hours a week to do this. I underestimated my editing abilities, for one. And I just, you know, like coming up with the script, kind of loosely memorizing it, and then also creating it and then editing it. It's like my whole weekend is really kind of about this video. So I am working on figuring something out. I'm not really in a position to hire someone else, but anyway, I'm kind of diving into that. And that's not really the focus of this MTM riff. I want to talk to you about knowing that big changes are coming. This riff is inspired by a conversation I had with my mother. Actually, I left my mom a voice note and I realized, wow, I need to keep this voice note so I can listen to myself, but I also need to make a riff for you all so you all can hear this because I think we could all use these words of encouragement. I was telling my mom how I feel that big changes are ahead. I can feel it. I can feel it. It is so close and I get flashes of what that looks like. But it's not here yet. And I want a change in lifestyle. I want a change in my life. I want to do something that is purely mine. And I've been hesitant to just completely make the jump into something like that. I'm not saying I'm doing that right now. I'm not ready. I've committed to my project, so that is not something I'm going to just walk away from. I am that kind of person. When I commit, I will commit. And it's actually a great situation. But because I want something of my own and I can just taste it and I can see those flashes of it, I am feeling anxious, and most days I'm fine. I have faith that it's all working out in my favor. The underworkings are doing their thing. You know, the YouTube channel has actually been very successful and I've managed to create a great community there. And if you are listening to the podcast here, I do encourage you to check out the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel that I'm making regarding like interior design and home decor, that's the surface level stuff. But the message and the things that I talk about are about making a sacred space, like realizing how nurturing and how sacred our homes really are and how they are there as kind of like the facilitator to giving us that home base to which we kind of like grow from and go out and pursue our dreams. And so the message from this channel is pretty consistent with that. And you know, I've been doing Reiki. I'm very aware of energy and I'm very aware of how a space holds its energy. And so I think it's only natural that I progressed into this related to our homes because I've been in many homes and I've seen how many homes do not support the people living there. And I think a lot of people think that they're numbing themselves to it. You know, they're not paying attention to it, but there are like subliminal and subconscious sort of things that get communicated to us from our home environment. And so with me helping people to create a space that is meaningful and has their, you know, displays their history, shows their history, shows their interests, you know, really fully supports them. It's been very rewarding to me. You know, not everybody can afford to hire a professional decorator. And so I want to do my part to help people. And it's not even always about affording. It's, you know, oftentimes about just wanting to do it. I feel like I'm encouraging people to explore their creativity, to feel brave in taking that chance to decorate their home in a way that feels good to them. And so I've really enjoyed all of this, but getting back to the message with my mom, I know there's something really good coming from this and I can feel it. And, you know, there have been a couple days that I've been pretty down
just because this thing wasn't manifesting itself yet. And I had to remind myself again, like I always have to do, like I like to remind you that the underworkings are at play, the people, places, and things that are there to support us, our angels, those people that are meant to come into our life, to introduce opportunities to us, to do all those things, are moving and shifting and working underground, under the underlings, I think is the underworkings, not the underlings, the underworkings are at play right now, working and shifting and kind of clicking pieces of the puzzle together so that I may have what I can feel on my heart is what I am supposed to be doing with my life. And that makes me so excited. But I'm also thinking about you, because are you feeling this same kind of feeling right now? Are you feeling, perhaps it's a change in the seasons, you know, it's like time to start something new, time to finally do what it is we want to do, time to finally make those changes. And I'm seeing my own self like, oh, what could I do to be better? If I want to take this to a certain level, who must I then become to get it to that level? Who must you become to get it to that level? You know, are there things I'm going to have to learn to do? I'm going to have to learn how to operate this camera, which I'm not fully understanding of it. I know how to work it, but I need to learn how to operate the camera better. I need to learn how to edit on my desktop versus on my phone in CapCut. You know, there's a lot of little things like that that I want to do. You know, actually, I got my first, it's called a user-generated content pitch. I guess that was pitched to do something like that. And I have to tell you, I was just kind of like, okay, so just to give you context, those are the videos that you see where someone is talking about, you know, like the product that they like. And, you know, it's just very casual. It's like a regular person, like on TikTok or YouTube ads or Facebook or Instagram ads, things like that. So I was pitched to do something like that for a company that I really love, that I believe in, whose product I already love. And we actually are using the product right now. I don't want to say anything yet because I haven't signed anything yet. But I was really nervous about it. I was nervous to say yes. You know, I was nervous to agree to do it because I've never done anything like that. And it honestly just made me feel a little bit like, oh, maybe it's not worth it. It's not worth the money. It's not enough money for me to try to do this. Like that kind of attitude, when actually I'd love to have the money because that money could go towards other things. It's not a huge sum of money, but it's a nice sum of money. And I could use that for things for my business or things for our home or just extra money to save or to invest. It's just extra money, you know, nothing's wrong with extra money. And to get extra money for me stretching myself, and I don't want to say pushing, but stretching myself and giving myself permission and encouraging myself to grow and to try this new thing. If I don't like it, then I don't have to do it. But what if I actually really liked doing this? What if I realized it wasn't as hard? You know, things are, you know, you typically will hit an obstacle, especially when it's regarding technology. It's very common to hit obstacles. But what do you keep working through it. You keep working through it. And when you get through it, you realize, okay, that wasn't so hard to do. And that's what I'm visualizing for myself with this. It's like, I may or may not hit obstacles when I'm trying to do this, but I do know that when I get done with it and I do it, I'm going to be like, wow, okay, I could do this kind of thing on the side too, to kind of support my channel, you know. And I've never been one to take on sponsorships for the podcast here. And I never really wanted to, because I wanted to keep it very authentic. You know, I wanted to keep it like in this raw format and not make it like a big production, because that's not the feeling I want. I've always wanted this to feel like, hey, I'm your friend and we're having a conversation, you know? You called me up and I'm giving you some words of encouragement. That's what I've always wanted for this podcast. And that's probably why I've never let it go. Like, I have stepped away from it and come back and I just can't let it go because I know that this is an outlet for me to, like, when I have these aha moments, these epiphanies, these downloads that I get, that I need to share them with you because I know they're going to reach the people that need to hear it. That's how God, that's how the universe works. And this is like one of those formats that allows that to happen. So that's why I don't see myself ever quitting this, but you know, I don't know. Who knows? I'm not worried about it. I just want to share these things with you when the time comes, you know, when I get this realization. I don't want to just force myself to create content for you on this podcast. It's always been about what was on my heart and sharing that with you. So I hope you appreciate that. I hope you don't mind that I pop in and out of here. And I'll keep you posted if anything changes. I thought about starting a new podcast and kind of shifting from this one to that new podcast because Mindset to Manifestation, I really just kind of want to have something with my name on it. You know, it's not really building a brand, but, you know, it's, I just want everything to kind of tie together now rather than having like, okay, here's this and then here's this. Because as I do the YouTube channel, I see how my underlying message, like the message on my soul's mission is coming out in the YouTube videos just as it came out in the podcast. So I'd really like to tie things together. So that could happen. I may go that route. And if I do, I'll keep you posted. And on that note, I want to say I'm sending you so much love from New York. I hope that you are well. I hope that you are all safe. We have some dangerous weather today. It's like crazy spring weather, crazy storms and things like that. So be safe, be well. Sending you so much love from New York. Mwah.